Yud Aleph Adar, Tanis Esther, Thursday the 21st of February, Rabbi Shor Hartman, Maharal on Purim.
Okay, Rabbi Say, good morning everybody. It's a Tanis today, so we didn't have our coffee or our tea. But okay, we'll nevertheless try to manage at least the morning hours. Rabbi Say, I just want to point out that the Maharal has a whole sefer on Purim called Or Chodesh. Megillas Esther. But what I want to say today from the Maharal in Purim is not there. Rather, it appears in the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, which is about Torah and Mitzvahs, in Perek He, which is worth, I think, £1 million. But only in the only the condition that everybody stays up till the very end. Yeah, understood? Huh? We're up. I'm sorry? Okay. Say it again, what we say. It's a fascinating outlook how he takes a Gemara and turns it around totally and saying, hey, sorry that we're going to speak about soon. What is it talking about in the first of Perigay? He brings the very famous Rambam on the very famous Mishnah. Rotza kodesh bochul lezakus is Yisrael ulefika chirbalem Torah umitzvah shenemar Hashem chofetz. The Masitko Yagdu Torah V'Yadir Yisgadol. Now I looked up the Mishnah. There's no Yisgadol there. I always thought the Mishnah goes together with Yisgadol. Anyways, but the Mishnah concludes there. But it says in the Mishnah that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to merit the Jewish people, so he gave us a ton of mitzvahs. So the obvious question is, what the Rambam asks in Perush Mishnah is, it should be the opposite. You want to do a favor for us? Give us just a few mitzvahs. Just imagine a teacher comes to his classroom and says, boys, I want to today be nice and super nice. Instead of giving homework, which I usually give, which is an hour, today I'm going to give 5 hours. So it's making things worse. What's the pshat rotzak kodesh bochu lezakus is Yisrael? He wanted to do a favor to Am Yisrael? Nefikach hirbalem toiro mitzvahs? Therefore he gave 613? He should have given two. And we'll get olam haba with two. That's the famous kasha. It's the very, very known Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos that he answers the following. He says a big story. He says, if you know what the Mishnah means? That if you do one mitzvah once in your lifetime, perfectly, like the Chofetz Chaim, once, you get an olam haba. That's a bargain that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. That if you do one time one mitzvah, in the most perfect way, without any ulterior motives, without any other motive but Ratzon Hashem, bingo, you get to Olam Haba. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore gave us such a rich variety and such a rich menu of mitzvahs that when you have 613 of them, for sure you get them one day, one time, make one of them.
Multiple choice.
What? A multiple choice, exactly. You'll do one mitzvah the way you're supposed to do. But if I say there's only 3-4 mitzvahs, maybe those mitzvahs are not your cup of tea, even though today's a tiny, so I shouldn't mention a cup of tea. Right? Not. But if you have such a multiple choice, like you say, for sure you're going to do one mitzvah, vizadav, the way you should. And therefore, Rabbi Nosson, let's have Kodesh Baruch Hu to Zakas Yisrael, that what? That he wanted to give us that schus. That's what the Rambam says. Very, very known Rambam. I'm sure all of you heard about it before. Comes the Maharal and says, I totally disagree. But before I tell you what the Maharal says, the Rambam brings a Raya. And if you're going to disagree with the Rambam, you're going to have to disagree with this Raya. Because I got a Mefarish Shikmar that says, meaning the Rambam himself was aware that this is an unbelievable Kiddush. That one mitzvah, one time, gets you to Olam Haba. Shh, I'll get a kach. How do I know it from? Says the Rambam, it's a Mefarish Gemara. He says there's a Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, which we're going to go in soon in detail, that says that one Tana asked another Tana. We'll see who they are. It's Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma who asked Rabbi Chinam ben Tanyon. He asked him, Ma ani lechaye? Rabbi Chinam asked him, Ma ani lechaye Olam Haba? Will I make it to Olam Haba? So Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma asked him, Klum Maisa Balecha? Did you ever do anything good? And he said, yeah. Once I gave tzedakah. We're going to get to it in a little more detail. And I get stuck in the most beautiful way. So Todo Abirsa Kisma Azoi? Really? I hope I'm going to get your reward that's waiting for you in Olam Haba. So look at this conversation of one Tana asking another Tana, will I make it to Olam Haba? And the other Tana replies, did you do anything ever good? He says, yeah, once, a few years ago. And he said, really? You're going to make it big time to Olam Haba. So what do you see? That one deed is enough to get the green card to Olam Haba. Green card, again, is the American expression. Which is lovely and brilliant. We're back to England. Lovely and brilliant. I never got chlor. When you say lovely, when you say brilliant, so I always say both. To be your design, I'll shoot this. Okay? Good. That's the Rambam. Comes the Maharal and, so to speak, ruins this great dream. And he says, you want to say that for one mitzvah you get to Olam Haba? Impossible. Impossible. Look at all the gemaras, it's everywhere. That Rubus Chuyo is, Rubu Havana is, Rosh Hashanah, they weigh it. We never find that one deed could outweigh a million of errors. We never find Mechza, Eshay can make it. But because of one mice, you'll get all to Olam Haba. And he asks a bunch of questions on the Rambam, and he says it's just pushing impossible to say that because one deed it will outweigh everything else that you do. There's a cheshbon, there's a roiv, there's a miut. It's impossible. But I just want to explain why the Maharal has to argue on this concept, because the way the Maharal's shita about Olam Haba, the simple understanding, the childish understanding of Olam Haba is, it's a prize that you get for doing good things in what? In Olam Haba. Right? If you do something good, it's like a teacher that gives prizes to, if you behave well, you click a few points, you get Olam Haba. That's not what Olam Haba is then. It's not, the Maharal doesn't agree with that attitude. If that is the attitude what Olam Haba is about, Nebuch, if a baby dies a day, he's a day old, Shem Yirachem, should never happen. But the Gemara says he gets Olam Haba. Based on what merit? What did he do? If Olam Haba is given the merit on your deeds, a price for what has been done, why a baby who dies a day old gets Olam Haba? The Gemara says it does. The Gemara even has a Haba that a fetus should get Olam Haba. Okay, but a baby does. Why? He didn't do any averes, but he didn't do any mitzvahs. So why does he get Olam Haba? Is this really, what's this related to our shiur today? Avraham. Yeah. Really? Good. Okay, we said it. So that's the question. So why is it Olam Haba? Says the Maharal, Olam Haba means shiduchim. You think shiduchim is only Olam Haba? Olam Haba is also shiduchim. What do you mean, also shiduchim? Wherever you are, that's where you go. If a person is a spiritual individual, he goes to a spiritual place. And if a person, Chas V'Shalom, is not, he goes to a non-spiritual place. You go to where you belong. That's Olam Haba. It's not so much what you did, it's what you are. And a baby, a day old, since he has a Yiddish in the Shema, which is holy and pure, he's been Olam Haba. But it's not because doing, it's what you are. What's the end result? Tachlis. Like they say in Eretz Yisrael, nu. You do mitzvahs. What's the bottom line? What emerges from the bottom line? That's Olam Haba. Not what you do, but what you are. Of course, if you do a lot, that will affect what you are. Of course. But at the end of the day, it's what you are. For example, I'll give you an opposite example. A baby that's a day old gets Olam Haba. You know the Gemara says in Yuma? It can be someone that learns the whole day and he'll go to Gehenna. It could be also the opposite. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma. There could be, if you learn Torah without Yiras Shemayim, you can go to Olam, you get a double Gehenna. What's the double Gehenna? Says the Gemara, that in Olam Hazeh you were learning so you can get involved in Olam Hazeh, and Olam Haba, you can get Gehenna. So it has nothing to do with deeds, it's what you are. How could it be if a person did a million averes, Chas V'Shalom, and he did one mitzvah in a fantastic way? So he did the deed, he did one super duper deed, but what kind of mensch is he? He's today 93 years old. When he was 22, in one afternoon, he did a mitzvah, gewaltig. Wonderful. But when you look at the whole picture, what is it? So how can you say that one deed will give the Baalim Ilam Haba? Impossible. That's the moral sheet that I'm putting. So he argues with the Rambam. And he says, I cannot buy that. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah and Makkos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a multiple choice, pick one, and now, bingo, you're going to make it to Ilam Haba, come what may. I don't buy it, says the Rambam. Okay. That's what he said around a few places, that Ilam Haba is not what you do, it's what you are. I'll give you an example. The Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, and that Bechet, Shalchu B'Sam, they send a letter from Eretz Yisrael. Eizu ben Ilam Haba? Who's the ben Ilam Haba? It says, and the Gemara, nothing for Ayil, nothing for, he comes in quietly, leaves quietly, lo marzik tibus lenafshe, doesn't hold of himself, and the Gemara goes on saying, and everybody gave a look at Ula Bar Abba. Who's Ula Bar Abba? I don't know. He doesn't appear that often in the Shas. But that's the Gemara. What's the point of that Gemara? Bechura, if you'll be asked the question, Ezu ben Ilam Haba, what's the answer? Someone who does mitzvahs and doesn't do others. No question, no. Rubus chuyos. That's the question. What's the question? What's the answer? The question of the Gemara is, I know you could do and do and do. But, Kachlis, how does it look, the end package, how does it look like? The sum of everything. What, how does, is it something tangible? Does it manifest itself in any way? Someone who's a shtickle ben Ilam Haba, how does it look like? That's the question of the Gemara. What are you going to say? That he does a lot of mitzvahs? That doesn't get define him. That's what he does. But what is he? Consequently, the Gemara says, he's doing, the list is not mitzvahs, it's personality characteristics. What kind of person is he? It's something that you could point a finger at it and say, ah, therefore the Gemara says, everybody gave a look at Ula Bar Abba. Oh, we don't know who Ula Bar Abba is. He's not such a known personality in the Shas. But the idea is, you can see it. You know, you can send someone, Erez Ben Ilam Haba. Erez Shmek Ilam Haba. He's a Ben Ilam Haba. So Ilam Haba is not on deeds, let's just sum up. It's on who are you at the end of the day. The real personality test, on that Ilam Haba is given. Fine. But if you disagree with the Rambam, you got to deal with this proof. And again, what was this proof? I got a Mefarash Gemara of Moed Sipurim, of the story with Rav Chanina ben Tadion and Rav Yosef ben Kisma. Then he said, did you ever do a good deed? He said, yeah, once I gave tzedakah nicely. And because of that, he made a big time to Ilam Haba. So how do you deal with the raya of the Rambam if you disagree with the Rambam? So Moed said, the moral has two approaches. One is Geshmak. And the other, I'm telling Rav Yosef, it's Ilam Haba. Ilam Haba. I promise you. It's very Geshmak. One is lovely and brilliant. Right. And the other is not only not too bad, like they say in England. It's Gewaldig. It's pushing the opposite of not too bad. You know, when they ask someone today, how are you doing? Not too bad. The boy says, it's not a Jewish answer. Never say it. Not too bad means not too good. Schlapsach. A yid feels bad. There's a side point. There's a Rabbi Kramer in Yerushalayim. Whenever you ask him, how you doing? Couldn't be better. That's what he answers. I once asked him, if you would have £1 million in the bank, wouldn't it be better? If your blood pressure would be 80 over 120, wouldn't it have been better? What do you mean, couldn't be better? He says, no. If this worker's book will get me, this is the best. I think if I'll have £1 million in the bank, it'll be better. Who says I'm right? I trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu's judgment. If this is what the package that he arranged for me, it's the best it could be. If it could have been better, it would have been better. That's a Yiddish answer. Not too bad, versing, couldn't be better. So basically, from now on, we're mekabel on ourselves. Whenever someone asks you, how you doing, so what do you answer back? Huh? Could be better. Could not be better. Yeah, no, could be better, Chas Hashem, that's complaining. Couldn't be better. Yeah. So we said, the Maharal is going to deal with this raya of the Rambam. But let's go through quickly now, in two ways. One, he's going to say, what we say in yeshivas, it's not a siva, it's a siman. Namely, if he did one mitzvah the way he should, that means he's a good guy. Most probably he did many other mitzvahs the way he should. Because one mitzvah he did so perfectly, he has a neti of doing mitzvahs properly, and this one mitzvah is just an indicator of many other mitzvahs. But to say that one mitzvah will get you to Ilam Haba, not shach. Rather, what is it? One mitzvah. If he did this so well, so Yilmat Sosumina Mufurish, that probably does other mitzvahs very well, and therefore will be a Ben Olam Haba as well. That's the answer number one of the Maral. That one mitzvah, if you do it well, it's an indicator of who you are. But let me tell you now the second answer of the Maral. And the verse of this is like, let's go over what happened there in the Gemara carefully again. What happened on the Gemara Navad Yosef Daf Yitzayin? What happened there? It's Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was the Rebbe of Rabbi Chanina ben Tardion. Rabbi Chanina ben Tardion was makil kehilas v'ravim, teaching Torah and the public, even when it was dangerous. That's what he was doing. And then Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was giving him a little musr. What are you doing? Whatever. And he asked him, so Rabbi Chanina ben Tardion, the Talmud, asked his Rebbe, will I make it to Olam Haba? So his Rebbe told him, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, do you have any good deeds that you could say for yourself? Did you do any good deed? Yeah, once. It kafli moish shel pulim be moish shel tzedakah be chilaktim la'aniim. What does that mean? It says Rashi that Rabbi Chanina ben Tardion was a gabbai tzedakah, and he had money in his pocket that he used to give eyes for tzedakah. But once he had money in his pocket, which was his personal money, to be used for sudas for him. And accidentally, he gave that also to the aniim. You know, he had money in his pocket. He took for granted that it's tzedakah, and he gave it out. Even his own personal money, which was meant for sudas for him. A while later, he acknowledged his mistake, and instead of reimbursing himself and taking money back from the kufa of tzedakah, he said, okay, let the tzedakah have it. Nitchalfuli moish shepuli b'moish tzedakah. And that is the deed that he made it to Olam Haba. That's what the Gemara says. So boys, before I tell you what the Rambam is saying, I just want to, the way the Rambam understood the Gemara, that he has a great deed that he did, there's a few questions to ask here, which the Rambam doesn't ask any of them, but according to what the Rambam is going to say, it will be miyushav hafle of a fella. Are you allowed to dance on Tiny Sister? Huh? Because afterwards, I'll tell you, I promise you'll want to dance. Bemet. But I don't know, maybe Tiny Sister you can't dance. You have to ask a poisek. Okay, good. Okay. Cedric, I want to ask question number one. What's the big deal? He gave money to Zucker? Everybody gives money to Zucker. So this poem, okay, one so this poem again. How much money is it? How much Zucker today? 50 pounds. Okay, very nice. He gave 50 pounds to Zucker. By accident, by the way. Phew, that was a meiradik. What's a meiradik? Everybody gives Zucker, not by accident. So why is this deed such an unbelievable deed? That's question number one. Question number two, why is it so important to say that the money originally was geared for Sudas Purim? It was my personal money, what's the difference? And I gave it away for Tzedakah, and I did not reimburse myself. Why is it important to say that money initially was meant for Sudas Purim? Lama? That's question number two. Question number three, you know, he was Makad Kilos Barabim in this very same Gemara. It's saying they did so many other mitzvahs. So why is he choosing this mitzvah more than any other mitzvah that he did? The fourth question is Tosfos Kasha. You know the punchline is mentioned from the Gemara, was omitted from the Gemara? The Gemara says, I had Moed Sipurim, b'chilaktim l'aniim, and I didn't reimburse myself. That the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't say, ve'lo lakachti mamoini b'chazora. That's Tosfos Kasha, that the main punchline is not mentioned in the Gemara. That he noticed his mistake, and he didn't ask the money back. That part is not mentioned in the Gemara. How could it be, if that's the punchline, why didn't make it to the Gemara? Also the Lashon, klum ma'aseh baliyotcha. Did a deed ever come up your alley? That's not how you do deeds. Deeds don't come up your alley and knock on your door. You gotta go and do a deed. It's an active thing, it's not a passive thing. You should have said, klum ma'aseh tamayseh. Did you ever do anything good? Klum ma'aseh baliyotcha. Did a ma'aseh ever come up to your hands? It's not the Lashon. And the last question I want to ask, it sounds like it's a conversation between two strangers. He's asking, will I get to Olam Haba? I don't know. Did you ever do anything like positive? What's your name, please? It's a Rebbe in a Talmud. Could you imagine if the Chofetz Chaim, the Rebbe Chonim would come and ask the Chofetz Chaim, am I going to get to Olam Haba? Do you think the Chofetz Chaim is going to ask him, did you do anything ever positive in your life? They know each other for the last 50 years. And the Chofetz Chaim knew the Rebbe Chonim's God Lador. By the way, Chanin B'Tadio is one of the Aselo Gimachos. It sounds like it's a conversation between two people that met each other 2 minutes ago. they know each other well. So what's the pshat? So those are the six questions. So Rabbon, let's repeat the six questions that we have. Rebecca, what are the six questions that we have? Okay, loud. Question number one. What's the Rebusa? Very good. Question number two. Why Dafka Mois Purim? Question number three, what about other mitzvahs? The punchline's missing. It's a passive lushan, and as if they don't know each other. I'll tell you how the Maharal learns this Gemara, and see what he does. Mashu Meredik. Says the Maharal, in the first Yisrael Perakeh, you understand that the question is, have you done any good deed? No, that's not what he's asking him. He's asking him something else. And the Maharal Nechidush HaGodes Nevedor explains, Ki Hashem Yisboach Mareh LaTzadikim BoOlam Haze Im Hem Bnei Olam Haba. It's an interesting analogy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Tzadikim whilst they're still in Olam Haze an SMS, an email, a fax, whatever. Hey, you're going to make it to Olam Haba. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Rabbi Yosef and Kisma's question was not, did you ever do anything positive? No, that wasn't his question. His question was, did you ever get a hint from the Eibishter that you're a Ben Olam Haba? Just imagine I would ask you that question. That's a tough question to ask. I got to go over my whole life now and figure if any of them is a sign. But anyway, it's only by Tzadikim. Okay, so by Tzadikim. Go to Tzadikim and ask him, did Hashem ever send you a message? Or did any event ever happen to you, specifically that happened to you, that shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hinting to you that you're a Ben Olam Haba? It's a Zohar HaKadosh. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with Tzadikim. That's what the question was. Not, have you ever done a good deed? That wasn't the question. The question was not on him. The question was on HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending him. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever send you a message that you are a Ben Olam Haba? That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Because the B'chinei B'tal didn't ask, am I going to make it to Olam Haba? So Rabbi Yosef B'kisma said, by Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a message before. Did you ever get such a message? That you could interpret it as saying that you're a Ben Olam Haba. Ooh, that's a big question. Rabbi Yosef said, just by that, a lot of our questions will be answered. A lot of our questions. We ask, it's a passive lashon. Klum ma'aseh b'aliyotcha. Absolutely. The question is not what you did. I know you did a million things, but did ever knock on your door a ma'isa that shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending you a message, that you're a Ben Olam Haba? Of course it will be passive. What about all the other mitzvahs that he did? No, of course I know you do tons of mitzvahs. What you do, I have no suffix, says Rabbi Yosef B'Kisma with himself. But I want to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He send you a message? That's my question. Right? So therefore other mitzvahs are not relevant here. It sounds as if they're two strangers. He doesn't know if he does mitzvahs? No, but now it's not two strangers. You could even ask your wife, or your wife could ask you, and Baruch Hashem, you know each other, who knows how many years. Did you ever get a ma'aseh that you can interpret it as a message? Knock, knock, you're Ben Olam Haba. I could know you, we could be chavrusas for years. I could come every way to the Torah, every day to the Torah with you, and I still don't know the answer. I don't know the answer about myself. It's not strangers. It could be that the Chofetz Chaim even could ask a Vilchon on such a kind of question. Did you ever get anything in your life which interprets that you're a Ben Olam Haba? So out of the six questions, we already answered three. There's still the question, what Ma'aya Ribusa? We could also answer that. What's the Chiddush? It's not that you did an unbelievable deed. That's not what he's looking for. Rather, what is he looking for? A sign that was given over to you. And this will be the sign. We'll see why. So out of the six questions, four are already our answer. Right? What's the chiddush? Everybody gets stuck on? Yeah, the question is not what you did. What the sign given over to you. What about other mitzvahs? I know you do a lot of mitzvahs, but I'm asking a different question. We still have two questions left. Why Dafka Mois and Purim? And Ha'ika Chasam and HaSefer. Then you don't reimburse himself. So listen to what the Maharal says, what he's saying. So I guess Rav Chanina Metalian will start to think hard. Did ever happen to me that I can interpret it that the Rebbe was telling me that I'm a Ben Olam Haba? And he said, yeah. I think so. Yeah, what's the Maaseh? I had money that was put aside for Purim and it ended up to Aniyim. You know what? That is the sign. Why? Says the Maharal. There's one time throughout the whole year, in fact, even not one day, part of the day, that you're allowed to, that the mitzvah is to have a meal, not because you should have koyach to learn, and not because kol matzah yu l'shem shamayim, and not because you can make a bracha before and a bracha afterwards, you know, all the things that we're told throughout the year. There's once that you should have a meal. Once. For hanos kreisot. Push it to take the buck of the Kentucky Fried Chicken, and that's so it's kosher, and to give a dive inside the buck. Inside. There's one seuda throughout the year, which is kuloi olam hazeh. Kula ulam hazah. What is it? Suda's burn. The Lashon HaMaral is, which is a little bit shaf. Every Suda and Shabbos, whatever, is part of the Gdusha of the Yom. Aber bayom hazeh, on Purim, ain bayom hazeh Gdusha klal. There's no apparent Gdusha. Va'achila va'ashtia hu dover gashmi me'inim ulam hazah. Shu kula gashmi. So there's one meal out of the whole year which has no spiritual connections. It's only for Tzoruch HaGuf. And the Guf only. Mamash to eat like a goy. What? Okay, that's another whole suya. One second. Why is the mitzvah? Okay, good. That will be the next half an hour. Mr. Shem. Okay? I once had money put aside for Olam Hazeh. And here comes the point. Just like by the shine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them whatever they deserve in Olam Haba, He already gives them here in Olam Hazeh. That's how we know. Sometimes when Tzaddikim does the exact opposite, that whatever they deserve in Olam Hazeh, He doesn't give them here. Chavol to waste in Olam Hazeh. Don't get here anything. Everything will be kept for Olam Hazeh. He said, Anim, says the Maharal, represent people that have nothing of Olam Haba. Of Olam Hazeh, sorry. Nothing of Olam Hazeh. They're always struggling to survive. That's what an ani is. You know, like when we came to Eretz Yisrael, when we made Aliyah in Eretz Yisrael, it was, I remember the food that we very much didn't like in our family, and we identified that's what Israel represents in those days. It's 1966. Was, you know, how is it called? A yogurt? It's called an Eretz Yisrael leaven. And then, it was so tasteless in those days, and with the water on top of it, it's like you only eat it if you're about to drop dead. That's what it's called, leather. Otherwise, why should you eat it? I had one meal, says Reb Chanina Metalvion, that I could have had a pizza, geshmak a pizza with onion rings, and afterwards I'll wait for the hours to go by, and a shawarma, geshmak. And you know what it ended up with? For poor children buying leather. My money that I put aside for Geshmak Olam Hazeh ended up by people that have nothing of Olam Hazeh. Ooh, told them of Yosef Mekisma. That's a sign that you'll have nothing for Olam Hazeh. And all what was given for you will be kept locked, stock, and barrel for Olam Haba. Because even the money that was put aside for Olam Hazeh ended up by people that have nothing of Olam Hazeh. Now, if you took the money back, or you don't take the money back, it's irrelevant. That's not the point. The point is that what you put aside for a geshmaka onion rings, and a shawarma, and a good pizza, and you know, whatever we think about today, ended up by children that don't have nothing. He said, that's an unbelievable semen. Moish Purim nischalfuli b'moish etzloka. V'chilaktim l'aniim. That's what he's telling them. So it has nothing to do with what the Rambam wanted to bring out, that by one mitzvah you get to Olam Haba. That's not the point. It's not a mitzvah that he did. I don't know if it's a sign that was told him. So what's the child of the mission? Okay, we'll have to explain another time. But don't bring a raya from this Gemara that one mitzvah gets you to Olam Haba, because that's not what this Gemara is talking about. Rather, the Gemara is talking about which deed is an indicator that a yid will make it to Olam Haba. And there's one meal, now this has to be explained, we don't have the time now, but there's one meal that you just eat for Tzoruch HaGuf only, and don't feel guilty about it. That's the Suda's worm. Is there anything to say divrei Torah in Suda's worm? I don't know if it's this mile. It's a, I have a deep question on Ramah Mishimra, that says on Suda Square, and before the Suda, you should say Dibre Torah. That's what he says. It could be because he says in the Suda itself, you may get drunk, you won't be able to say. It could be. But according to what the Maharal understood, the Suda itself, it's once a year, one meal a year, that it's for Tzorach HaGuf only. That's Purim. Purim is Chag HaGuf. That's what it's about. It's a Suda which is Kuloi Lachem. Kuloi Olam Hazeh. That's the Suda of Purim. That money that I put aside for this Suda ended up by poor people that have nothing. Look at what the Maharal did to this Gemara. He took a Gemara that everybody understands, Kipshuta, did you ever do a good deed? And anything positive ever? Did you do anything ever positive? And the word is, no, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about, knock, knock, did you get a sign from a Kodesh Baruch that you're a Ben Hava? This is the Gemara that we can think ourselves about it. Did we ever get a sign? Did anything ever happen to us, which is an indicator, hey, you're going to make it to Olam Haba? What?
You know the joke, nobody says, what is Olam Haba? Nobody came back from there yet.
Yeah, well, we have Chazal that were there. Chazal told us from Ishmi, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it is, so it's okay. We got it from a source that knows what he's talking about. That's our Torah. Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Yisrael, I want to wish all of us that we should have a Freil Chapurim and Mitzvah Hashem a Geshmakes Sudas Purim. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael.